Hello and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we report on a new agreement between the United States and Japan to share classified information about North Korea with South Korea. Then we report on the year that was for the United States Congress. Only 15% of Americans have a positive opinion of the Congress. And we'll tell you how you can get a VOA 2015 calendar mailed to you free. All you have to do is ask. A new agreement between the U.S. and other countries to help deal with North Korea's nuclear threats and the low rating of the United States Congress. Plus, how you can get a free copy of the 2015 VOA calendar. It's gonna be a fascinating program. So let's get started with today's As It Is from VOA. The United States, South Korea, and Japan have agreed to share classified information about nuclear threats from North Korea. The intelligence will pass through the U.S. Defense Department. The new agreement links information-sharing agreements that already exist between the allies. Kim Min-suk is with South Korea's Defense Ministry. He said the agreement does not force the countries to provide all of their related classified information. He says each country will decide what it releases.
비밀은 1, 2, 3급으로 분류되고 있지만,
he says military secrets are divided into first, second, and third level classified information. But the nation providing the information will decide on the level of classified material. Also this week, South Korean officials called for new peace talks with North Korea in January. Ru Kil-che is South Korea's unification minister.
남과 북이 직접 만나
He says North and South Korea should meet face to face to draw up a plan for a peaceful unification. For this purpose, we make an official proposal for the North Korean government to have a conversation about mutual concerns between North and South. We especially hope this meeting can lessen the sadness of separated families before New Year's Day. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said North Korea should accept the proposal to open peace talks with the South. A UN statement said renewed engagement and dialogue is the only way forward for building trust and promoting inter-Korean relations. North Korea has yet to answer the call for peace talks. You are listening to As It Is on the Voice of America. The 113th United States Congress ended its work just before the winter holidays. Over the past 2 years, Congress approved just 202 laws. That was the smallest number passed in 42 years. Only 15% of Americans have a positive opinion of Congress. President Barack Obama's Democratic Party lost control of the U.S. Senate in midterm elections in November. Now, the Republican Party controls both the House of Representatives and the Senate. Some observers say they expect even more disputes between Congress and the president this year.
3, 2, 1.
President Obama and others were happy at the lighting of the White House Christmas tree in December. But nearby, in the Capitol building, legislators were fighting one another over a spending bill. Many Democrats were angry about part of a Republican-supported measure that they said helps large banks. Nancy Pelosi is the top Democrat in the House of Representatives.
And that's why I was so really heartbroken. I don't think I've ever said that word on the floor of the House. Heartbroken to see the taint that was placed on this valuable appropriations bill from on high.
Republican and Democratic lawmakers also disagree about immigration. The Republicans said President Obama had misused his powers when he stopped the expulsion of about 4 million undocumented immigrants. John Boehner is a Republican and the Speaker of the House.
We've also made clear that early on we'll make a direct challenge to the president's unilateral actions on immigration. And you can expect that challenge to the president to include real action on border security.
But political observer Stuart Rothenberg says many Republicans have trouble agreeing on how to change the country's immigration policy.
Half the party, or kind of a significant part of the party, wants a comprehensive solution, understands we can't be deporting millions of people, breaking up families, that we just can't turn the clock back. But a huge chunk of the Republican Party says people are here illegally. That's all we need to know. Make them leave.
In congressional elections in November, Republicans won control of the Senate and strengthened their control of the House. But Mr. Rothenberg says that does not mean Republicans will be able to reach all of their goals.
While we had an election that presumably was a rebuke to the president, I don't think he really sees it that way. And while we had an election that puts Republicans in charge, it's not clear that as a party there is a single voice coming out of the GOP.
But other observers say Republicans will be able to come together. William Howell is a political scientist at the University of Chicago. He says Republicans want to show American voters that they were right to put them in power.
They need to demonstrate their ability to effectively govern, that they can't strictly and solely be an obstructionist force in American politics.
The Voice of America.
Recently, we received our supply of VOA wall calendars for 2015. This year, the calendars have beautiful pictures of the southwestern United States. To get your calendar, simply send an email to us at learningenglish@voanews.com. Be sure to include your mailing address when